sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the second hour here on this absolutely terrific Thursday, August 28th, 2025 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I want to thank, again, the Concerned Patriot up in Chippewa County. I also want to thank a couple of individuals who texted me this morning, Legal. Understanding that we are being sued. Lawfare is being used against us to basically bankrupt this radio station, this show, and to take me off the air. Our attorney says that we have a winnable case. We will prevail in court if we're able to pay the attorney to defend us. Truly believes that I have constitutional First Amendment rights, that I'm allowed to say what I want to say on this microphone without fear of being sued. But a wealthy individual feels that he doesn't like the way I talk on the radio. He doesn't like the things that I say. So he's hired a very aggressive attorney to sue us. Well, we have to defend ourselves. That's the bottom line. And as a result, we're raising money. We put together a legal defense fund. If you would like that information sent to your phone, text me Legal, and I'll send you the link to our Give, Send, Go account. It has all the information listed there, as well as our P.O. Box. You can make checks or money orders out to Michigan Broadcasters LLC and mail it to P.O. Box 650, Elk Rapids, Michigan, 49629. But again, just text me Legal and I'll send you the information. Thank you so much for considering doing that. We greatly appreciate it. Now, just to wrap up this story, and you have to understand, this is a process that we've been dealing with for years. The 13 years that I've been on this microphone, when I ran for the state senate back in 2010, wanting competition in schools is the solution, but Lansing refuses to use it. Why? I have no idea. Other than the fact that the public school teachers' unions have so much control over our legislators, Republicans and Democrats. Rick Snyder, Brian Kelly, the Republican governor, lieutenant governor, along with the Republican House and Senate, had that position where they had total control of Lansing for 8 years, and they did absolutely nothing to fix it. Oh, they came up with a law that third graders had to be able to prove that they could read before they could get promoted to the fourth grade. Well, as soon as the Democrats got into power, they repealed the law. Now the kids don't have to read at all. Now we've got the president of the State Board of Education saying that the teachers need additional training. Language essentials for teachers of reading and spelling. It's the teachers who don't know how to teach reading. That's the problem. Unbelievable. We're going to take a short break. A word from our sponsors. We'll be right back. Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Gun owners in northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number two. Joining us on the line right now is Jonathan Deke. He's the founder and board CEO of the Institute for Family Justice. This is a 501c3 nonprofit that is doing good work for the families here in the state of Michigan. Good morning, Jonathan.
Good day, Randy.
One of the things that I was kind of wanting to have a conversation with you today about is the fact that the families, as things don't normally sometimes work out, people end up going through divorce. There are children involved. And as a result, you have to deal with custody. And I want you to explain to the audience, legally, from your experience of your understanding, even though you're not a lawyer, what is custody? What types of custodies do we have? And what is it that most people end up arguing about?
Okay, well, there are two types of custody. There is what's considered legal custody, and then there's what's considered physical custody. Legal custody is decision-making, like who decides what doctors, where to go to school, all these different things, right? And that can be done in a couple different ways. It can be joint, where the parents have to agree, or it can be just given to another parent, and a parent becomes a sole decision-maker, right? And then, you know, that's generally not the most argued about issue. And then there's physical custody. And physical custody is, where is the child actually residing? Where are they sleeping? Where are they spending their time? Oh, I'm about to sneeze. Hold on. Sorry. Bless me. And that usually is the one that most people want to fight over, because most people want to, I say fight over, most people want to spend time with their children, right? Everybody, I don't know, I don't have anybody that actually doesn't want to spend time with their children. I've heard this story of these deadbeat dads. I still really haven't met one. But, you know, and so what happens a lot of times is that one parent will not get the same amount of time as the other parent, which is unfair, and which means that they want to spend more time with their kids, which means generally that's what they want to go and quote-unquote fight over or litigate over, is to try to get something that's fair and amicable for both parents.
So, bottom line, they go into a situation where they've decided they don't want to stay married, even though they have children, they don't want to stay married, they're going to get a divorce, the decision's been made, they both probably end up hiring an attorney, even though that's not always the case. Some people can't afford an attorney, so they try to represent themselves in court. And the bottom line is, this is all negotiated between the attorneys. The parents never really get to sit down face to face and negotiate. It's actually the attorneys talking about it, and then they come back and say, this is what we've come up with, this is what the other side's agreed to, and then it's entered into the court. Explain that process as to what gets entered into the court.
So if it's kind of weird that the parents don't get to talk, because sometimes they do. They call that mediation. And if parents go to mediation and you have parents that are willing to communicate, they can mediate their own agreement. And if they mediate their own agreement and they come to an agreement between themselves, that's what's called a stipulated agreement. That's when they stipulate to it and they agree, and then it goes before a judge and it becomes an order, right? The other way, where you're talking about where the attorneys go back and forth, that's kind of unfortunate with just the attorneys going back and forth, because that costs a lot of money, you know? I don't know any attorney that charges what normal people make. Usually, the cheapest I've ever seen was $150 an hour, and that was so long ago. Now it's like, you know, $450 an hour in some places. Like, it's hard to find anything cheaper than that. And so if the parties agree, you know, via their attorneys or via each other, you know, that that's what they call a stipulated agreement, right? Otherwise, you have to go to court. Generally, you have to have an evidentiary hearing. The judge will decide based upon, you know, a preponderance of the evidence or a clear and convincing standard, depending on the thing. And, you know, based upon whatever the judge or the referee decides, that will get entered into as an order. And then, you know, if a parent doesn't like an order that was forced upon them against their will via an evidentiary hearing, they have the ability to appeal that. And there are multiple levels of appeal. If in Michigan you start out in the front of the court, you can appeal to the circuit court and get a de novo hearing where you just basically re-argue everything all over again. And then if that de novo court hearing inside of the circuit court doesn't get you the outcome you want to have, then you could apply for an appeal to the appellate court in the state of Michigan. And then if that doesn't work out the way you want it to, you can appeal to the Supreme Court in the state of Michigan. And, you know, and if that doesn't work out the way you want it to, you know, potentially you can appeal for a petition of writ of certiorari to the Supreme Court of the United States of America. And but in order to do that, when you're in these lower courts, you need to make sure that you raise an objection. An objection will preserve your right to appeal, right, saying that I do not like this, I'm objecting to this for this reason, I do not believe you're doing this the right way. And that preserves your right to appeal, and then you can just basically appeal it as far as you can go.
Well, this all sounds like legal jargon to me, and I'm sure many people listening may not have even understood totally what you're saying, but this is exactly why they make it so complicated, so that people are forced to get attorneys. They're forced to into these agreements. Sometimes they don't agree. They want to appeal, but it takes a lot of money to do that. And so what your organization is trying to do, Institute for Family Justice, you're trying to give information to people so that they can understand how perhaps they can get this stuff done themselves without hiring an attorney.
Well, so that's not our goal, is to get this stuff so people can do it without an attorney.
Okay.
Our goal is to give them the information so whether they do it with or without, they're properly informed. They understand what the laws are, what the rules are, what the different options are available according to the court rules. And so we help them read the rules so they can go through it, read the case law. And eventually, you know, once we get to the point we need to get to, we will represent people free of charge. You know, if they have an issue that we believe is a very serious constitutional issue that needs to be litigated, we will represent them free of charge all the way to the Supreme Court of the United States of America if necessary.
That's ultimately what your goal is.
That is the ultimate goal. I did just sign up to take a mediation class approved by the Supreme Court of the state of Michigan, so I'll be starting that soon. As a volunteer, and I'll be doing some volunteer mediation work, you know, getting a little bit of experience there as well, you know. And if parents need a mediator and they feel like they can work together, you know, that's something else that we'll be offering as a free mediation program.
Excellent, excellent, excellent. I believe that information, that link I sent you, was part of that program.
Oh, with the judicial reform and
yes,
the way things are looking?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, very good. Excellent. Good, good, good. So bottom line, you guys are asking for some donations so that you can build up a fund where you can actually create this legal defense fund, basically, for parents that are having these problems, these issues. And if you think their case is actually somewhat precedent-setting, where it could be a good case to take all the way to the Supreme Court, ultimately, that's what you're looking for.
That is absolutely what we're looking for. There's a lot of issues with the way the family court operates, and we want to change that. And the best way to change it is to get case law from the Supreme Court, because that will be binding on all of the courts in the nation.
And ultimately, the Supreme Court, if necessary, ends up being the case or the court that ends up ruling. This could actually end up changing laws across the entire country.
It will.
Got a text message. I'm not going to say his name, up in St. Ignace. Good morning, Trucker. I'm listening to your story about divorce and custody and children. Me and my ex sat down, wrote everything out in a notebook, signed it, dated it, took it to the judge, and it was over. That was because fighting about the kids does nothing but harm the children over the long run. And ultimately, Jonathan, that's really your goal. You would love for parents to be able to sit down and do exactly what this person did so that they could just work it out amongst themselves, take it to the judge, and it's over. He enters it as a order, and this is what the party stipulated to, and it's a done deal.
Yeah, that's the best possible outcome. That's absolutely the best possible outcome. Then there's no excessive fees, no draining of wealth, no heightened animosity or arguing. The best possible way is where people can just, if they fall out of love, they can still stay reasonable and amicable with each other, because they loved each other at one point. At one point, they enjoyed each other's company. And to
sure,
be able to decide that they're going to separate and still treat each other with kindness and respect is the absolute best possible outcome.
Absolutely. Well, if you guys, for whatever reason, know somebody or may think a family member is potentially heading down this road, all I'd like you to do is text me family. And what I've done is I've set it up in my phone. Family is set up to respond automatically to give you the phone number to Jonathan at the Institute for Family Justice, 231-330-6825, as well as their website, IFJFamilyJustice.com. So again, the website, IFJFamilyJustice.com. The address is there. The mailing address is there. The email address is there. You've got the phone number on that website. You can make donations online on the website, or you can even mail them a check. And they're hoping to raise enough money to be in a position to get attorneys on staff, ultimately leading to Jonathan and other members becoming attorneys. And this is their ultimate goal. This is their entire mission statement of what they want to do, because they feel that this legal system is broke, it's corrupt, and it, like Jonathan says, it robs people of their wealth. It robs people of their dignity. They end up, in many cases, hating each other. And like you said, at one point in time, they loved each other enough, they had children, and then the marriage fell apart. So, Jonathan, final thoughts before I let you go.
Yeah, you know, this is really the best possible outcome is for us to work to reform the family courts, because our children are super important to us. You know, if we don't have children, we don't have people to take care of the elderly, we don't have all this love and life in society, and if our children keep having to suffer by getting missing one of their parents and having the wealth of their family taken away from, we don't have much of a society to speak from. If there's anything important to society, it is our future, and our future is our children.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, we appreciate you coming on the show this morning. I got a few more text messages to get to, but they're not related directly to your conversation, so I'll get to these real quick and go to the bottom of the hour news. We appreciate you coming on the show today. Thank you, Jonathan.
Thanks, Randy. Have a great day.
You too, sir. So again, if you would like that information, just text me family. I have a screenshot. My phone will automatically reply back to you, and you can get a hold of Jonathan. You can share this information with others and basically, hopefully, do some good public service for folks. Again, a text message came in. Randy, you gave me some great advice years ago to reach out to my state representative, and I did, and it worked out perfect. So I greatly appreciate you having Jonathan on this morning, because we have some family members potentially possibly getting ready for divorce, and I'll be sure to pass Jonathan's phone number on to them. Another text message. Family courts is a racket. What we've been paying through the friend of the court, they mismanaged, did not even report my payments directly to my account. I got a knock on the door from the sheriff's office. They wanted to arrest me and take me to jail. Luckily, I had copies of my checks. I pulled them out. I showed them to them. And the deputy was willing to let me contact the court and get it worked out. When I called them, they apologized. They said that the payments had actually been made to a different account, applied to a different account. And sure enough, they were showing that I was, in fact, in default. Then they apologized. Well, whoop-de-doo. You get a knock on your door, it's a sheriff deputy, and they're wanting to arrest you and take you to jail because some person at the friend of the court didn't post your payments. Unbelievable. Again, text me family. As a public service, we'll send you the information, and hopefully it will help. Bottom of the hour news of hour number two. We'll be right back.
Is Michigan News Source, Michigan's lead.